Well, I had never been to World Youth Day before this year, and I had heard about it and that it was so much fun, and I thought that, well, geez, if it was the last one was this much fun, like, I'll try it, you know? And I had the idea that I really wanted to go, so when the opportunity came, I, you know, thought it would be a good idea to, just for myself, to be able to express my faith with other young people, to meet people from all over the world, and to even meet people from Dublin that I had never met before. And that's the main reason why, that it'd just be an experience of a lifetime that I probably will never forget, you know?
And you went out with a group, a Jesuit group, and as part of the World Youth Day, you took part in a project called the Magis Week, which involved Ignatian experiments. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, well, the Irish group, there was 32 of us or so, and we all travelled to Belgium, and we split up into different groups, which were called experiment groups. And my group went to the Ardennes Forest, and we did a pilgrimage for 5 days, which involved tracking between 15 and 20 or so kilometres every day with all of our bags, and going from place to place and just sharing in our faith. And it was brilliant because we had six Spanish with our group and 9 French, and then there was the 5 Irish. And it was just amazing. We had to get over cultural barriers as well as language barriers, and it was brilliant to be able to connect in so many different levels, you know.
And so you walked for 5 days with heavy bags on your back. It sounds quite difficult.
Well, I'd only ever done one weekend in the Wicklow Mountains before this, and had never gone tracking with so much on my back. And I was actually amazed that all of the Irish that were there had never done anything, and just had never done anything like this, and just got on so well. Like, just the thought that everything we needed was on our backs, and we had to literally leave one door at 9 o'clock in the morning and end up in the others at 7 o'clock, the other door at 7 o'clock in the evening. It was just an amazing experience to be able to realise you could have that strength inside you to do that every day.
You were really roughing it for the week, weren't you?
Yeah, well, one of the nights we slept in a barn that was attached to a chateau, and it was interesting. We stayed in a monastery and a convent and different nights, and another night we stayed in this town who had, there was different families took us in pairs and really opened up their homes to us, you know. So it was amazing that we had our lunch in fields along the way in hail, rain or snow, sunshine even, and it was amazing. Yeah, it was really roughing it, but yeah.
And then the second week you moved into the whole World Youth Day part of it. What was that week like?
Yeah, the first week was quieter compared to World Youth Day. World Youth Day was amazing. There was just so many people. It was a million people gathered in 3 cities in Germany, and it was just mind-blowing, the amount of people that were there, that were all there for practically the same reasons, and we got along great.
And the culmination of the week really is a trek to a place called the Marienfeld, where the Pope says Mass. What was that experience like?
It was amazing. Just by the time we got there, I think we got up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and had to track all the way into Bonn and then get onto buses and then track to the field. And by the time we got there, it was like 9:30, 10 o'clock. And it was just amazing to watch the field fill up, because we were one of the first there. And the field just filled up with people and people. And by the time the vigil came about and then the Mass the next day, just standing in a field looking around at a million other young people all like in the one place, it was just an amazing feeling to have, you know.
Going to see the Pope is probably a major part of World Youth Day. Did you get anywhere near him or get to see him?
I did. A group of about 5 or 6 of us had gone into Cologne one day to go to this Magis Cafe. And it was the day that the Pope came to Cologne, and he had just visited the cathedral. So we just went on a random walk and ended up at this road where there was people gathered on either side. And we just, a few minutes there, we were talking to people and they said, yeah, the Pope's coming in a few minutes. So we stood at the side of the road and he came by in his Pope mobile, I think you call it. So it was just to get that close to him, like, you know, he was waving and he was just amazing, looking at his face, looking at all the young people come to see him, you know. It was brilliant.